It's the Mornings with Ed show straight up at 9 o'clock and a very special performance for you this morning. Brand new single is called Fall On Me. This band is AO and she brought along Mondo Cosmo to help out today. So AO along with Mondo Cosmo live from our beautiful Julie Lawton studios here in Laguna Beach. Please welcome AO.
Yesterday's calling, and I long for the day. These roads that I follow all led the wrong way. When everything's heavy and no one stays the same, yeah, it cuts like a knife. It's all I can take. Let it all fall on me, my love. Let it all fall on me, my love. Let it. Yesterday's calling, and I long for the day. That feeling of falling, that look on your face. Let it all fall on me, my love. Let it.
Live from our beautiful Julie Lawton studios here in Laguna Beach, along with Mondo Cosmo. Let's get him in here for a little conversation here, have a little discussion with him, find out about what's coming up next. A little something for you in the meantime. It's the Mornings with Ed show. And not only a great band with fine singing and great guitar playing, but they also have fine taste in music. They also dug the Crash Test Dude there. Welcome AO and Mondo Cosmo in studio with us.
Hi. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for making this early drive all the way from L.A.
Of course, it's nothing.
We don't get to go to the beach a lot.
We don't get out a lot. We're invited places, so this is cool.
Awesome. You seem like you get some sun. I see some sunshine on your faces.
It's bronzer.
He keeps me locked indoors the whole time.
We're rock and roll artists, you know. It's all at night pretty much.
Well, I thoroughly enjoyed the song Fall on Me.
Thank you.
Just wonderfully performed and beautifully sung. How did the writing go? What was the thinking behind the writing of Fall on Me?
How did we start that one? I guess you were finishing up your record in Joshua Tree, and I went to visit you. And
we were just sitting on the couch drinking beers.
Yeah, we had some. That's usually how it happens, though. Mm-hmm. We just grab a guitar and kind of make some noise with it, and then
we recorded it, and we didn't know. We're like, oh, this is cool. And then we went and did the vocals on it, and we're like, wow.
And with the harmonies and stuff, really we're like, pretty. Wow, this is beautiful. And yeah. Then it took a few people saying, hey, this is a really great song.
It took all of that. It really did. I mean, that seems like, I would think that the moment you're done writing, you go, yeah,
sometimes
this is a winner.
It's like that. Yeah. But with this one, it was so stripped down where we're usually accustomed to putting a lot of stuff, you know, on a recording.
A lot of layers.
Yeah, and this one was just like, we didn't think about it too much because it was so simple, but I think that's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
And just like here, you recorded it live.
Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm. It's a live recording.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That to me, and we were just talking about that to me is the essence of finding really skilled musicians.
Yes, absolutely. And we used Mondo's band, and they're all just so wonderful to play with.
They're really good.
Yeah, so it is. It's the essence of skilled musicians.
Now you found your band. I imagine the vetting process for getting a band together has got to be intense.
Oh, Ed, I mean, I come from that band world, as does Aria does, where it's like we've both been in bands, you know, where you... And suddenly, when I started Mondo, I had to put together a band. So we actually had tryouts.
Right.
Which is weird.
It was so weird and so foreign.
Because you want to be rock and roll about things. Yeah. You want to be able to like, oh yeah, I saw you in the club. You were so good. But it sometimes it doesn't work out that way.
You have to be more soccer mom about it.
Right?
Like, yes, you made the team.
which is a different way of doing things, but it's all worked out really well.
Now, I wasn't going to do it, but you let the cat out of the bag by calling her Aria. You were a part of Some Go Haunting.
That's right.
That was the band you were a part of. Now, leaving a band is that moment of saying, you know what, I'm going to go off and do my own project over here. How difficult is that moment?
It's really hard, actually, because you found something in a camaraderie.
I can't say that word either.
It's a camaraderie.
Ed's got a list.
This outstanding duo that you found, and it's tough to leave that and go out and say, you know what, I think I have these groups of songs that I've written, and I think I could stand on my own.
Right.
That's a difficult decision, but. It's one I'm glad I made.
Right. It seems to the ear so far seems great. Like a fine decision.
I'm really proud of the music I'm putting out. So.
Okay. Now, Mondo Cosmo, when I looked you up, there's a lot of, and you mentioned Joshua Tree earlier, a lot of outdoor, a lot of Joshua Tree in your life.
I love to go out and finish the records there. Like when there's like, oh, I got a couple things I got to do with vocals or something. I usually go out and rent a house. And just for like 2 weeks and just finish it up. It's just a nice thing to do.
What is the feeling for you? Why is that such a good place?
I don't know. I love it at night when the wind's blowing and nobody's around. It's just really special to me. There's really something special about that area. Right. And just gives you closure. I don't know.
I think there's a song there.
Yeah.
I think there's a song in all of that he just said, really.
Good idea. You
just shot a video for Fall on Me.
Yes.
Tell me about that. And did you, were you in control of the making of the video, mm-hmm. or did you give that to somebody else?
No, I'm pretty in control of all aspects of what AO, of what I'm putting out. And
She did it in iMovie.
Yeah.
It was so cool. She just did it. I was like, this is amazing.
I basically started shooting images that made me feel good. Right. And predominantly hugs, people hugging right. people hugging animals, people hugging weird animals, animals hugging each other.
That's my favorite thing about the video is the feel good video. It is a really feel good video. And the hugging of the furry buddies, there's nothing better than that.
I mean, you can't do better than that. So, yeah.
Now, speaking of furry buddies, I'm not sure if the dog I saw on your Facebook feed was yours. Ellie is the dog?
No, that's my brother's dog.
That's your brother's beautiful dog.
Thank you. Yeah, he just rescued her. Okay. But we have a dog. His name is Cosmo. And he's
part of the band.
Well,
I named the band after the dog. I'm not an egomaniac.
Okay.
The dog came first.
Let's get that straight.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. So.
And how old is Cosmo?
We think he's 7.
All right.
6.
I thought
right.
6.
Yeah. I foster and adopt older pets, so I have a soft spot.
Oh, so cool.
I have a soft spot for
you
older
would
dogs.
I love Cosmo. I wish we brought him.
I already love this Cosmo here because he didn't do the ego thing there. So he's already.
Yeah.
So Pop Hallelujah was something that you released a while back.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about Pop. Tell me about the thinking of. Well, this is the life story I'm telling here.
Yeah.
Tell me about Pop Hallelujah.
Well, I basically started, like you said, when Some Go Haunting kind of dispersed, I was like, well, what, you know, how do I express myself in a way that I can really feel good about? And I started doing beats, and that's how Pop Hallelujah was born. It's not very, there's not a lot of vocals on it, actually. It's mostly electronic music, right. And it's an 8 to 10 minute piece of music,
right.
Which I love. I love the storytelling. I love the ups and downs of...
I love the creativity behind
you.
It. It's very creative.
Thank you. Yeah, and it's a trip, you know? You right. go up, there's highs, there's lows, there's... birds singing and subway trains, which I'm from New York, so right. I wanted to get all of that in there.
It has kind of a Revolution 9 from the Beatles thing. You can almost
go,
number 9, number 9.
Cool.
It's pretty chill.
Thank
I love
you.
It for that reason right there.
Yeah.
Now, you're involved in getting money out of campaigns. There's campaign finance reform that you're involved with, or you're
I am, actually.
Okay.
I am a part of the League of Women Voters.
Yes.
I do believe in campaign finance reform, for sure. I think big money is just kind of...
Got to get it out of elections.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a big problem, so
all right.
yeah, but and, wow.
And do,
cool.
do you find yourself, are you going to be writing music geared politically at all?
Well, I'm from a hippie. I grew up on a hippie farm.
Okay.
And so the revolutionary aspect is just ingrained in me.
Right.
And so, yes, it, whether or not I say, hey, this is a political song, I don't think I'll ever just write a purely political song.
Right.
But it will just come out
right.
inherently because
right.
it's in me.
Right.
And I'm for big companies. I'm the total opposite. No. It's awkward.
I'm deplorable, and I'm going to write songs about us.
No.
So what's next on the horizon for you guys?
So, yeah, hopefully just a ton of music in 2020. I'm looking to do an EP and hopefully a full-length album after that.
Okay. A lot of sitting on the couch and writing then, I guess, right?
In the studio.
Yeah. In the studio. We have, dueling studios next to each other.
Okay.
So we're always, walking by each other. It's like, oh, man, that's good.
Yeah. Wait,
do better. You know?
Wait a minute. He stole soundproofing out of mine. He's ripping soundproofing
a lot
down
of
off the wall.
Slamming.
Yeah.
All right. So you guys, let's say you're at home.
Yeah.
You're on the couch.
Yeah.
There's not writing going on, but there's some kind of rock movie or music movie. What's the best music rock movie that you've seen?
Oh, wow.
We just watched the Stones.
Yeah,
Sympathy for the Devil.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
But I had to keep
fast
forwarding through all the art pieces because I just wanted to see. I thought it was just studio stuff,
right?
And I appreciate how much work went into it. But I was like, man, I just want to see this.
I'm sorry. The correct answer is School of Rock. We would have also accepted what is Spinal Tap? No,
and
I'm just kidding.
Well, that is what I was gonna say.
No way.
I love Spinal Tap.
It's so fun.
I mean, epic.
It is so much fun.
To me, that's probably number one. But if we're going for a real documentary,
right.
I just saw Echo in the Canyon, and that, wow.
Yes.
I just want to be part of that music scene.
Fine choice. Take some money out of petty cash for that choice.
Okay.
That was a good one right there.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. We are live in studio with Ayo and Mondo Cosmo. And if you missed any portion of this interview or the music, the beautiful live song we heard earlier, Fall on Me, you can go to the KX93.5 website. We're going to podcast it. It'll be up there under the Mornings with Ed tab by noon. I could not be happier that you both came in this morning.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Where do we find you online, by the way? Where do we find you on social media and everywhere?
Yeah, so you can, my tag is Holy Smokes, it's AO on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And then you can find me also on Spotify under AO Fall on Me.
Love it. Thank you so much for coming in, both of you. I look forward to seeing you again.
Thank you.
Let's do it again. All right.
That was great. Woo!